Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Breaking Free with psychotherapist Lori Coburn. Tonight we will be talking about the book Gorgeous for God by my friend Lisa Natoli, Natoli. Lisa's website is teachersofgod.org. She and her partner, Bill Free, have formed a foundation to support people who are teaching from non-dualistic teachings of A Course in Miracles. That's Lisa Natoli. Her book is Gorgeous for God, and her website is teachers, plural, of God.org. Tonight we will be reading from her chapter on healing. The reason I'm reading from Lisa's book is that it has had a profound impact on my life. Lisa is a friend of mine from ACIM Gather Radio, and she teaches on there in such a clear, generous, loving way, and she makes the principles of A Course in Miracles work in daily life. A lot of times for people who study A Course in Miracles and finally come to understand that this world is an illusion, none of it's real, they really get non-duality, that we're really not here, we just appear to be functioning here. Well, that makes it really difficult to function here. So what do you do? And Lisa is one of those teachers that I have found has bridged the gap extremely well in helping you apply A Course in Miracles to this lifetime, to this present day, everyday activities, without losing the sense that it's all an illusion and none of it is really real. None of it really means anything except when you give it to God for purposes of blessing the world and awakening. So Lisa, I highly recommend Lisa's book, Gorgeous for God. I'm reading from the healing chapter, which starts on page 96. And if you have any questions, you can call in at 917-932-8881, or you can also go to the chat room for the Poetic Energy Network station. Reading from Lisa's book, all healing is release from the past. That's a quote from A Course in Miracles. Her heading is, healing is always certain. I am not a body, and I'm not just saying this as an empty platitude, like a parrot repeating a learned phrase. I'm actually not a body. I am spirit. I can energize myself in half a second by thinking about God. I can go with no sleep and still work all day. Nothing affects me except my thoughts. The body is nothing. One of the managers at the hotel where I work described me as a horse, which I took as a total compliment. You are a force. You are energy vibrating. You have all power. You can do anything you decide you want to do. Today. Someone recently called me with a request to have her cancer healed, and this I know to be true. 1. God heals. 2. There is nothing to heal. You are whole and perfect. I take a pause here and make a commentary. I contacted Lisa for help with healing something regarding my physical health. I wasn't able to use the affirmations of the Course, and I was reading her book and really enjoying it, but I needed a little more help. And you could also contact Lisa through her website, teachersofgod.org. I needed her to hold this truth for me, because I knew that if she believed it, which I knew she did, because she has healed herself of many things, I knew she could hold it for me until I could hold it for myself. And talking to her really, really helped. And that's what A Course in Miracles says is the function of a miracle worker. A miracle worker is somebody who temporarily has more than the person who seems to temporarily have less. And the miracle worker simply holds the truth and knows what Lisa just wrote here. One, that God heals, and two, that there is nothing to heal. You are whole and perfect. And when Lisa said that to me, start right now by affirming that you are not sick, that you are whole and perfect, and that you're the beautiful child of God. I started doing that, and the illness that I appeared to have started healing. And so this stuff really works. When you line yourself up with truth, you heal. And when A Course in Miracles says in this quote that Lisa started this chapter out with, all healing is release from the past. The past is all of our thoughts about our bodies and our personalities and our lives, which aren't really real. None of this here in form is real. The only truth of our existence is our oneness with God, spirit, life, whatever you want to call it. When we make anything else real, all we are doing is seeing the past, because A Course in Miracles tells us it's all done and over. You are actually home with God. You're back with God right now. And it's only your insistence on looking at the body, looking at form, looking at appearances that make you appear to be sick. So A Course in Miracles says, choose truth over illusion, and that is the way you are healed of any illness. And it's very much lined up with the principles of Christian Science, which says there is no reality in form, in matter, in physical matter, in bodies. The only reality is God. The only reality is love, and there is no illness in God. I said that to one of my clients recently for spiritual coaching. I said, okay, do you know that you're part of God? And she said, yes. And I said, can God be sick? And she said, no. I said, well, then can you be sick? Well, no. And if you stay aligned with those thoughts, absolutely, and you don't allow yourself to veer into ego thinking, or what a Christian scientist might say would be mortal mind error thought. When you don't allow yourself to veer into that and you stay completely grounded in truth, you will heal. Because the fact is you are already healed. You are not a body. You are not here. You are actually projecting a body that appears to be sick. And you're projecting that from your mind. Your mind is completely making up all the appearances of this world, all the appearances of sickness, separation, death. And when you hold to this truth and hold it, do not waver, but ask the wise part of your mind, the Holy Spirit part of your mind, for help with that. Because our egos cannot do this. But when you hold that, you absolutely heal. It just happens over and over and over. In Christian Science, they have this hall or this room wherever where there are all kinds of crutches and wheelchairs that people have laid down because they know that as part of God, they cannot be sick. And one of the first principle of the 50 principles of miracle workers in A Course in Miracles is there is no order of difficulty in miracles. When Jesus walked this earth 2,000 years ago, he didn't say to the lame man, the paralyzed guy who was paralyzed for 37 years, I think it was, he didn't say, you know, I can't heal you because you've been sick for 37 years. What he did say was, do you wish to be healed? And the man said, yes. And then he said, get up and walk. Jesus knew that there was no difference between that man who was paralyzed for 37 years and a simple cold. They're both the same to God. The reason for that is there is no order of difficulty in miracles. It's all one illusion. So in God, you cannot be sick. So if you are listening to this, pray for help with this, because the help is there in your mind. You just have to wrap your mind around that idea and stick to it and do not waver. But again, the ego always wavers. The ego is fear. So what you're doing is you're choosing the thought system of God. the wise mind within you. The Holy Spirit is within you. It's part of you. It's not something out there. And you don't have to be a holy roller to do this either. You don't even really have to believe in God for this stuff to work. It's just the truth, and you can be healed. Anything can be healed. But since you're the one who has projected the illness, you are the only one who can choose to heal it. Now, let me make the distinction between you're not the healer. You're the one who chooses to be healed. You're the one who made yourself sick. You projected the idea that you could be separate from God, that you, as spirit, could enter a body and allow yourself to be sick. Therefore, it's up to you to change your mind and say, I don't think this serves me anymore. I'm choosing truth instead. And that's where A Course in Miracles says in that quote that we quoted, all healing is release from the past. You made it up a long time ago, you projected it out, and you're watching this movie that you filmed a long time ago, and you can put in a new DVD. You don't need that old movie. You don't need your sickness anymore. And A Course in Miracles says in the manual for teachers, when a person finally reaches the realization of, this illness is not serving me, I just don't need it, they'll be healed. So that is the promise that A Course in Miracles makes. It is a promise that is true, and it's a promise for you. Again, you don't have to be a holy roller. I do recommend doing the workbook lessons of A Course in Miracles because it trains your mind to think like this. And miracles happen in your life all over the place. But you don't even necessarily have to do A Course in Miracles to receive what is yours by divine right. By virtue of who you are, and you can even be an atheist, but probably if you're an atheist, you would not have listened this far. But you could even be an atheist and say to that part of your mind, I'm done with the sickness. I am done with this projection of pain and separation. It is not worthy of who I am or what I am. Continuing to read on page 96 of Lisa Natoli's book, the only thing that needs healing are your thoughts about yourself. My advice is to do whatever it is you think you cannot do because of your sickness and do it today. If you did not have cancer, what would you do? If you did not have a limitation, what would you do? Do it today. Send a signal to your body that nothing can stop you. Do not wait for healing because the healing has already been accomplished. There is no such thing as sickness. You might think you see lingering symptoms, but in fact, you can do anything you want to do today. Doctors will tell you otherwise. They will say you need radiation. They will say you need to run tests. But you are whole and perfect. You could go for a walk today. You could go for a swim today. You could send love letters today. You could call a friend today. You could read a lesson. You could go to the movies. You could help someone in need today. Most people wait around to get better to start living. But what are you waiting for? There is nothing stopping you from being totally alive today except your own thoughts about your own limitation. The body is nothing. It is nothing. And Lisa writes, I cannot stress this enough. It does nothing. It is nothing. The thing that is allowing your legs and hands to move is the spirit within you, and that is not broken. Spirit is not in need of healing. It is whole and perfect. It does not know of your ideas of limitation. It knows no boundaries. It does not know about aging. You could be 70 and win fitness contests. You do not have to accept ideas of slowing down and getting sick. These are lies. Lisa just read an article that older women run faster than younger women in marathons. There is no stopping you from doing anything you want once you put your mind in charge. So again, the body is a projection from the mind. The mind is making up the appearance of the body. So healing comes from the change of decision in your mind. When you say to the Holy Spirit, to the wise mind within you, and if you believe in Jesus, you could use Jesus or you could use other guides. It doesn't really matter who you use as long as you're calling on a higher person. When you say to that part of your mind, decide for God for me because I do not want to feel this way anymore. This is not who I am. This is not what I am. I choose to know my identity as spirit. Then you can be healed. You just have to change your mind and make a different decision. Again, the decision is totally up to you. Lisa continues to write, what is it that would make you feel totally alive? What are you waiting for? What is holding you back? You are not a body. That's the subtitle of another part of this chapter on healing. There is still a lot of confusion about what it means to be, quote, not a body, unquote. Many people still seem to have difficulty realizing it is not there at all, the body. Why? Because it appears solid. It is part of your experience in the physical world. We are not attempting to escape from it. We are simply instructing the part of your mind that already knows this is true. You are not a body. You are so much more. We've been through this already, but it needs further clarification. Without the spirit slash mind, what does the body do? Just look at it logically without any spiritual concepts. Look at it like a scientist. What does the body do when there is no spirit in it? It does nothing. It doesn't move. It doesn't blink. It doesn't breathe. It grows stiff and cold and starts to rot like old garbage. Where is the life force? What is the thing that animated the body? How could it be that one day the body was moving, walking, talking, laughing, and then the next day it was a heap of skeleton and bones, ready to be laid aside? Who is the quote-unquote person who was in that body? Now that it's just a corpse lying there, is that your beloved? Or are they somewhere else? Where did they go? Are we even talking female-male anymore? Look at it. Scientists call it energy, and they say that since energy never dies, it simply moves into other matter. Some people say the spirit goes to heaven. Some say it goes to hell. Some say it's reincarnated. No one really knows. It doesn't matter. All I want to show you is the reasonable, logical conclusion that you are not your body. You are not a body. Lisa reiterates, you are not a body. If you are trying to change your body, you are attempting to change nothing. It's the mind that needs changing. There is no point trying to escape from the body or from dissociating yourself from it. It is your experience in the physical world. It is the vehicle that transports you from point A to point B. It's like a car. It's not who you are, but it becomes a useful tool. All that is occurring is we are beginning to get closer to the source of our own reality. We are beginning to recognize our identity. The body is not who you are. So many people think it is. They feel bad that it's not younger, more fit, more beautiful. The body is not who you are. It represents only the thoughts you think about yourself in your mind. If you hate yourself or are fearful, the body has no other choice but to get sick and fat. You might as well hear it. You are doing this to yourself. Now, this is a thing that people don't want to hear. And A Course in Miracles is very blunt, and a lot of people don't like it for that reason. A Course in Miracles says, the secret of salvation is this. You are doing this but unto yourself. And it also says, I am responsible for what I see. I choose the feelings that I experience, and I decide upon the goal that I would achieve. And everything that seems to happen to me, I ask for and receive as I have asked. It also says there are no accidents in salvation. A Course in Miracles comes down to one choice at all times. We are always either choosing the ego thought system, which is full of fear, anger, sickness, death, poverty, all kinds of war and conflict, or we are choosing the Holy Spirit's thought system, which sees this entire cosmos as an illusion. It sees one thing, which is God. God and the Christ mind as extension of God. And that's what we all are. And it takes the whole illusion, transforms it into a reflection of God, a reflection of love, and then allows us to see that as well on our step toward awakening. Lisa continues to write on page 99. Everything that seems to happen to you is by your own decision. You get what you asked for. I know this seems impossible. Who would ask for sickness? Who would ask for weight problems? But it's true. You simply need to begin associating with the part of you that is real and never dies and be only that. This leads me to another workbook lesson in A Course in Miracles, lesson 31. I am not the victim of the world I see. And lesson 32 is, I have invented the world I see. And it's very easy for us to become victims of things that happen to us, that we think are happening to us. Things that bother us, sicknesses that happen to us. I was the person who was unlucky enough to get this disease. I was the person unlucky enough to get this or that. Now, you don't necessarily have to be a victim or have victim mentality if you do believe in randomness and chance. I have a friend who has a very serious disease, and he doesn't believe in any of this stuff. He doesn't really believe in spirituality. He's not sure what he believes, but he believes it's a random universe, and he just happened to draw the cards for his particular disease. However, he's not a victim. He says, okay, so I got those cards, and I'm going to do the best I can with it. He handles his disease really, really well. So I say with him, what he's doing is he's choosing love. And I pointed that out to him. He's not in the ego thought system. He's not sitting there saying, oh, woe is me. How come I got this disease? How come I got these unlucky cards? Instead, he says, okay, I've got it. Now I need to make the best of it. I need to live as well as I can, as long as I can. I need to give as much to my sons while I still can talk and walk, while I'm still alive. So this man is choosing love. He's choosing the Holy Spirit's thought system. Now, I think he could probably go a little bit further and see himself as a holy child of God and see his true identity as the Christ and get even more peace and more healing from life than he does. But that's my opinion. I don't know. And I'm not going to say that to him because it's his life and his choice. And he knows how I believe and I know how he believes and we respect each other. And he's a really great guy. So he does take responsibility. He takes total responsibility for his disease in the sense that he chooses how to live with it with a good attitude. Now, that's not the same as taking responsibility in A Course in Miracles, which would say that you are the Holy Son of God, and you've forgotten who you are, and you're projecting a body that happens to have this disease. A Course in Miracles wouldn't say that you actually, at this level, chose to get a disease. What it would say is that all of this stuff is part of the ego thought system. And so individually, nobody is going to choose to be sick. Nobody is going to choose to have all these diseases or all these problems. But on another level, we are actually totally choosing it. And it's this other level, the level of the mind, that the Course in Miracles wants us to get to, because that's the only place where we can change our decision. We made the decision in the mind to forget who we really are as the Holy Son of God. And when we did that, we projected our identity into a body, into a temporary body. If you believe in reincarnation, then you can say you project your body, you project yourself, your identity into bodies and bodies and bodies and bodies, life after life after life. It doesn't matter if you believe in reincarnation or not. The truth is, you are spirit, you are mind. So the decision has to be in the mind, like, why am I doing this? Why am I, who I am whole and perfect, why would I want to identify with a body that's sick and decaying and decrepit? And sometimes we see with Course in Miracles students that they get peace and they get healing of the mind, but the body doesn't seem to change at all. But the mind is healed, and in that case, they are completely at peace, and they don't even try to change things anymore because it doesn't matter to them. However, other people do experience physical healings because they're meant to. They're meant to go through this life with a body that's completely whole. A Course in Miracles says, a sick body doesn't make any sense. Now, it also says that a healthy body and the appearance of a sick body, both are illusory appearances, so neither one of them makes sense. My personal opinion is when you line your mind up with wholeness, then you really, if your mind truly is whole, you wouldn't be looking at a broken leg, say, and saying, oh, it's broken, but I can be at peace with it. It won't be broken because your mind is healed. That is totally lining up with the thought system of A Course in Miracles. And there's a debate about that among Course students. Some believe that, some don't. Because some say, well, the physical form doesn't matter at all, so it shouldn't matter if the leg appears to be healed or not, as long as the mind is healed. So ultimately, as long as the mind is healed, it doesn't matter what the body looks like. It doesn't matter at all. It's the mind and the awakened mind, the person who knows that he's the dreamer of the dream, the person who feels his total oneness with God. And I would have to say that the illness at that point would absolutely have to give him absolutely no distress whatsoever, or the mind is not healed. Because if there's any distress at all, then you're making the body real and your mind truly is not healed. So whether or not the body's always healed, I don't know. Doesn't seem to always be, but should it always be healed? I don't know. That would be each person's individual call, I guess. Okay, reading again in Lisa's book. You simply need to begin associating with the part of you that is real and never dies and be only that. You are not a body. You are mind. Holy mind. One mind, spirit, light. This is the reason why you are perfect. Your body is not perfect. You are perfect. Your body is nothing. And that's why you can heal. When you get your body is nothing, you totally can heal. And I've experienced this a number of times in my life. And then there's other things in the body that still scare me. And because I'm scared, I'm obviously in the ego thought system, and those things have not healed. But things that, when I've clearly seen them, I've had migraines go away in the middle of a heavy, heavy, heavy duty 3-day migraine, it just goes away. These migraines that make you want to go to bed and puke, instantly gone away when this thought right here, my body is nothing. Oh my gosh, my body is nothing. There cannot be a migraine. The migraine is a complete projection from my mind. There's not even a migraine there. I'm making this up. Bam, gone. I've had that happen with wheezing. I've had that happen with hip, you know, just pain in my body, pain in my legs, pain in my hips, pain in my lower back, gone. The minute I put my mind on God, and that's what A Course in Miracles trains your mind to do. It trains your mind back to truth, back to the truth of your true identity, and says, you have forgotten who you are. You are whole and perfect. You cannot be a body who is sick. That's just simply untrue. Okay. Shifting your energy, changing your mind. This is the next subchapter. It's the wildest thing. I can be in the worst mood ever with no energy whatsoever, and the instant I change my attitude, I'm a totally different person, Lisa writes. Usually there's so much energy that it causes me to leap out of my chair. I love what Carlos Castaneda says about the assemblage point. He says that every individual is a bundle of energy configuration, and where that energy comes together is called the assemblage point. It is mostly fixed in the same location on each of us, behind the left shoulder, although not on the body because it's just energy. And that is why we see what appears to be a similar world. But for each of us, that point is just slightly different, and that's the reason why private worlds differ. Castaneda says that it is possible to move the assemblage point by shifting it through your own determination and will, or with the help of a master, teacher, or warrior. And you will literally be in a different world. The sorcerers were capable of shifting the point so much that they would transport themselves into worlds beyond this world. He also talks about something called stalking, where you shift the assemblage point and hold it there to become something else altogether. You can become old or young, male or female, like royalty or a homeless person. You study the characteristics of whatever you want to become. Actually, you are studying the energy. And then it is just a matter of practice. And here Lisa writes, when she wakes up in the morning in those strange energy fields where I feel like I can't get out of bed and all is hopeless, I shift my energy by the simple movement of pulling in my stomach and standing up straight. Do that right now. Pull in your stomach and stand up straight. You can feel it, can't you? You just shifted your assemblage point. I am immediately helpful and generous with people with one simple single movement. Watch a pet wake up. They always stretch. Always. Watch them. They know how to shift energy. They go from sound asleep to alert and awake by the simple act of stretching. It's a miracle. It gets easier and easier, doesn't it? Words cannot express my appreciation for all of you that show up here every day. Thank you. She's writing in her blog here, and she has compiled her blog posts into this book. Thank you for your encouragement and support as we stand together as the teachers of God. What a privilege. What a blessing that we have found each other at the end of this ancient journey. We are together at last. And this is the book again. I'm reading from Gorgeous for God by Lisa Natoli, Natoli. And her website is teachersofgod.org. That's teachers, plural, ofgod.org. Lisa says, I never know what I'm going to write here every day. I just show up, and whatever comes out is what comes out. I never plan for it, which is the entire teaching of A Course in Miracles. Just show up. Don't plan. She says, I used to teach a class in New York City on Sunday nights, in the East Village, and there were a couple of times when no one showed up. I'd arrive early at 6:45, put the chairs in order, get ready, sit patiently, and the clock would strike 7 and not a body in the room. The first time it happened, I felt like a complete failure. I felt that since no one showed up, I should go home. And just as I was preparing to leave, there was a voice in my head that reminded me it only takes one teacher of God to save the world. What does it matter if it does not seem like there are bodies in the room? It's all just going to be me anyway, expressing my gratitude and thanks and certainty that there is no world and that God's love goes with us always. I remembered that I made a promise and a commitment to teach A Course in Miracles in the East Village on a Sunday night at 7 p.m. I remembered that there is only one mind and that I'm only teaching myself so that I can learn it, and that for every 5 minutes spent listening to the truth, 1,000 minds wake up. That's a teaching in A Course in Miracles. It does state that for every 5 minutes you spend in truth, 1,000 minds wake up. It states that minds are joined so that when I am healed, I am not healed alone. So every effort that you make to holding to truth, to reclaiming your true spiritual identity, you're helping everybody because there's only one of us. In that instant, Lisa writes, I was filled with joy. I knew I was not alone. I knew, in fact, the room was filled to the brim with all my friends and mighty companions and Jesus and God and the Holy Spirit and angels and lovers and strangers and children. I began to teach out loud to seemingly no one. I was dramatic and expressive, telling funny stories the way I do, leaning in to make a point, waving my hands, really feeling the total passion of expressing a message of hope. Inevitably, someone would show up, always. And almost every time they said it was a miracle to have found me. So the point is, just show up, even if it looks like no one else is there and you feel like you are all alone. You are not alone. You are always only giving to yourself. The miracle happens to you as you begin expressing the truth and extending the love you feel, even when it looks like no one is paying attention. You simply speak the words so that you can learn them. The miracle always blesses you. I have a friend who was very overweight and said he could not stop eating like an out-of-control glutton when he was home alone. He was really asking for help. He would eat like a gentleman out in public, fork and knife, small portions, but when he was home alone, he would eat his meals standing up with his hands, with a big spoon out of the pan, etc. I said, "Would you eat like that if you had guests?" He seemed a little shocked and said, "No, certainly not." I asked, "What would you do if you had guests?" He said, "Well, I'd set the table, I'd pour water, I'd eat from a plate, I'd use a fork." "Well," I said, "your guest is with you," and she capitalizes guest. "He's always with you. So keep that in mind the next time you're shoveling something out of a pan standing over the stove. Your guest is sitting at the table waiting for you to join him." From that day on, everything changed for my friend. He went on to lose over 200 pounds. Everything changed for me that day also because I reminded myself of what I'd forgotten. My guest is with me. I'm never alone. Every time I speak something, write something, I take it to heart. I'm being watched, protected, and loved. It's quite a gift. And Lisa was a gift in my life. She showed up right at the perfect time. And she said to me, she said, "Lori, I'm not here. I showed up in your dream because you were ready to receive the message that I had to give you." And she said, "I'm a part of your mind. I'm a projection from your mind, from the right mind of your mind, the Holy Spirit's thought system. I'm a reflection of love and healing and truth that I called out for help, and she showed up." And that's the same for you. If you are listening to this, this is for you. This is the right-minded part of your mind. This is your higher self talking to you, saying, you don't need to be sick anymore. You do not need to be sick. You do not deserve to be sick. And the truth is, you are not sick. Ask for help with that. Ask the Holy Spirit, Jesus, your guides, whoever you use, God, ask whatever to help you change your mind, to decide with truth, to decide with God, to recognize your true identity. A Course in Miracles calls that accepting the atonement, accepting that you never left God. You never left the oneness, the wholeness of God, to enter into a world in which you could be sick, to enter into a limited body. Is God limited? No. There are no limits on God. Therefore, there are no limits on you. And if you are meant to be walking this world in a body, or appear to be walking in this world as a body for a temporary time, you're not meant to be sick. You are not meant to be sick. You are meant to be whole. And you are whole. You are whole. And you can change your mind to reflect this truth. You're the one who made the decision that you weren't whole. That's a complete lie. That's a complete illusion. You are whole right here and right now. So ask the part of your mind that already knows that, to change your mind. And that's what I did. I could see that intellectually I understood I was whole and I wasn't sick, but I couldn't do it by myself. And that's when I asked for help, and Spirit guided me to Lisa's book and to Lisa. And that really helped me, because my mind now is much more whole. I'm not going to say that I'm completely whole all the time, but I can say that the amount of time that I spend in truth now is way, way, way more than I did. Because when I got diagnosed with this illness, I thought God was a boogeyman, and I thought God made me sick, and I thought God wanted me to be sick, and God just wanted me to have invasive surgery. And I knew in my head that that wasn't true, but in my feelings, in my gut, I was so upset, and I felt so victimized, and I felt so much like, okay, now you get it. Now you're in trouble. Now you've got this sickness, and now you've got to have this surgery and all this stuff. And I knew that that was not what A Course in Miracles taught. And I wanted a loving, gentler healing system than what my head was telling me. The head that gave me the illness, the head that projected the illness, said, now you're stuck with it. You're just there. You're a bad person. You should have thought differently. You should have done better. You chose this, and now you made your bed, and now you've got to lie in it. And so I found Lisa. I found this book. And I am so grateful, because when I first got that diagnosis, the Holy Spirit in my mind said, this is a gift. I didn't know what kind of gift it was, but the gift has been far greater than just physical healing. The gift has been the change of my mind. The gift has been awakening me to truth. The gift has been knowing that the part of me that identifies as a small self, as Lori, is shrinking and shrinking, while the part of me that knows who I am and also knows who you are, because we're all one, as I recognize the truth, the Christ, the higher self in myself, I see it in you, because that's the only truth there is. That is the gift I've had. So again, if you would like to contact Lisa Natoli, her website is teachersofgod.org. If you'd like to contact me, my website is lauricoburn.com. That's Lori with two R's, Coburn, C-O-B-U-R-N.com. And I have an Ask Lori or a contact button also on there that you can contact me. I also have YouTube videos on A Course in Miracles, so if you YouTube Googled my name, you could get all kinds of videos on A Course in Miracles and what it says. A Course in Miracles has saved my life, but it's not the only path. It's just one way back. And I bless you in finding the way that works for you, because there is something out there for you.